92.9 The Beat cares, highlighting local organizations in our Springfield community.
Lauren and Amber, two chicks and a mic, plus a bonus chick. We got Sarah Sims here from A Sporting Chance. Hi, good morning.
Hey.
Good morning.
How are you?
Fantastic. How are you, ladies?
Good, doing good. I don't even know where to start. I'm going to let you put it in your own words. Can you tell us a little more about A Sporting Chance?
So At Sporting Chance, we help people with disabilities, at-risk youth, and anybody who wants to participate can actually join us. We help them do sports. We do volleyball. We do basketball. We do bowling. We do track and field. And it's just a great opportunity for people to come out and have something to participate in where they feel like they can fit in.
Yeah.
No matter what.
So maybe like some kids that wouldn't get the opportunity to play these sports with your organization, they get the chance to actually get out there and have some fun.
Absolutely.
Cool.
Absolutely.
Wow. And you're celebrating 25 years?
Yeah, we are. Yeah. It's been a great 25 years. We've seen a lot of athletes come and go. A lot of our athletes have actually stayed around and kind of coached some of the younger ones and things like that. I personally have been involved in it since I was 4 years old.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So I go out and I volunteer every year. Been doing it since I was four. Sometimes they would let me fill in and I'd get to run like the relays and stuff.
Oh, boy.
Which was my favorite part. Except for when they were recording me. Didn't really like that.
I was going to say, do you play any sports?
Well, I actually used to. I used to do baseball and basketball. So I'm heavily involved in those as well. And I also do our annual track meet in Branson. We have them from all over the states. We do Oklahoma, Arkansas, Missouri, and they all come here to Branson.
Oh,
and they just have a ball.
Wow.
It's a great time.
Is this a national organization or something local to Springfield?
It's actually something local to Springfield. We actually started with, everybody will probably know this, Special Olympics.
Okay.
And then we just kind of decided that we want to reach some other databases.
Mm-hmm.
The youth that, you know, don't have anything to do, or if they are in foster care, we see a lot of people in foster care, things like that.
Yeah.
They just are able to come join us too.
Aww.
So we see a different need
than
just helping people with disabilities, which is a great thing. We just wanted to involve a little bit more people.
That's awesome. Are you guys doing anything special for your anniversary?
We are. On November the 18th, we are actually going to be celebrating from 2 to 4 at Ark of the Ozarks, and we will be doing cake, finger foods, things like that.
You got me a cake and finger foods.
Yes.
Right. Who doesn't like free cake?
Yeah.
Seriously. Yeah. So we'll also be doing a raffle. There's lots and lots of different organizations throughout the Ozarks that have donated to us. So we will do a raffle ticket. It'll be $3 for one or $5 for two.
Pretty sweet.
Yeah. I'm pretty excited
so,
about it.
So an easy and fun way to benefit A Sporting Chance.
Absolutely. We hope all the community comes out and learns more, and maybe we can get some volunteers and a lot more athletes. We're currently at 2,000, but we are always looking to grow.
Nice.
Wow, that is impressive. Well, first off, thanks for doing what you do. That sounds amazing. And second of all, what if, for those who can't make it the night of, where can someone find more details on how to get involved?
Absolutely. They can find us on Facebook or on our website at asportingchance.net.
Your community is our community. Live and local, around the clock, with 92.9 The Beat.